Yesterday, you read the parable of the sower, and you explored why Jesus so often taught using stories. Today, you're going to practice meditating on some of Jesus' shorter parables from the New Living Translation. As you get ready to hear God's word, settle into a comfortable, quiet place. Try to turn off and avoid distractions for the next few minutes. As Jesus explained to his disciples, his parable of the sower was about being willing to receive and be transformed by God's word. Jesus wasn't out to confuse people. He was inviting them to truly listen, teaching them how to hear the good news of the kingdom. He followed the parable of the sower with another example to emphasize this point. As you listen, imagine you're sitting with the other disciples. Try to picture the image Jesus is describing. Then Jesus asked them, "Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine, for everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Then he added, "Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them." Imagine a lamp in a room that has no other light. That single light illuminates everything else around it. Jesus came to announce the coming of God's kingdom. This was no secret message for a select few. It was good news for everyone. Light shining on the reality around us to keep us from stumbling. Jesus invites us into the reality of God's kingdom. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. Listen closely as Jesus describes what the kingdom of God is like. "The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows. But he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through, then the heads of wheat are formed, and finally the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the harvest time has come." How can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate it? It is like a mustard seed planted in the ground. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of all garden plants. It grows long branches, and birds can make nests in its shade. Jesus uses imagery from farm life to talk about God's kingdom coming on earth. Think about the process of planting, growing, reaping. What actually leads to a harvest? How does it happen? As you hear Jesus' words read again, imagine him teaching a crowd of people who understand what it is to sow and to reap, but they don't have the scientific knowledge that we have today. What does Jesus hope they learn about God's kingdom? What might he want you to understand today? The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through, then the heads of wheat are formed, and finally, the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the harvest time has come. How can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate it? It is like a mustard seed planted in the ground. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of all garden plants. It grows long branches, and birds can make nests in its shade. Mark tells us that Jesus always taught the crowds using parables. But when he was alone with his disciples, he would explain everything to them. As his disciple, we now encourage you to spend some time alone with Jesus, to see what he wants to show you today.